How has your visit been this morning?
It's been great. I've been keen to get this consultation published. We've been working really hard on developing it. It's great to be here at the Ecology Centre. Lots of interested parties to kickstart the consultation.
Tell us about the journey up to this point, because I know land reform is a very contentious issue. I know it does get people's feelings going. How big has this journey been for the government to get to this point?
It is. Land reform is one of these pervasive, long-standing issues, which I've described before as being embedded in our national psyche. It's dealing with land reform has been a feature of devolution since the reconvention of the Scottish Parliament. Is often described as a journey, but in 2016 we set up the Scottish Land Commission to advise us on the next steps of that journey, and what they recommended to us is that tackling scale and concentration of land ownership, that idea that so few people own so much of Scotland, has to be the next step, and that's what this consultation seeks to do.
You'll get a lot of people wanting to take part in maybe rural parts of Scotland, but maybe not so much in urban parts of Scotland. What would you say to people in terms of why they should play a role in this consultation?
Well, we're interested in the views of everyone. I represent an area in South Lanarkshire which is a real mix of towns and villages and then lengths of rural land in between. So there aren't many places in Scotland actually that don't have a mix of rurality and urban living. So whilst this consultation and the bill is focused on those large estates, swathes of land owned by few people, there are other bits of work coming forward in the term on urban land, on community wealth building, on community empowerment, which are linked. But no bill could fit all issues, and this one is principally about rurality.
What's the journey after the consultation? Where do you want to see this bill going to in the coming years?
So we will look very carefully at the responses that we get. I'm going to take the consultation into town halls across the country. I'm going to the south of Scotland, I'm going up north, I'm going to the Western Isles to ask people to engage really closely in it, because I care very much about their views. Once we have the responses, we'll analyse them, we'll feed it into a new act, which we'll hope to bring forward in 2023.
And final question from me. What do you hope visually will be the end result? Is it facilities like this? Is it communities having a more of a say in how their land, like land around them, is run? Or is it a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both. It's about land which is owned more fairly, which is owned more diversely, and which is owned in the public benefit. Whatever communities decide they want the land around them to do, that's what it should live up to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.